Mohammed, I do believe that reviving the Riyadh Agreement and moving toward full implementation will be an important step in healing the deep fissures in the Saudi-led coalition and preventing the widespread violence and greater instability in the South that we've seen undermining efforts to create a national solution. So all of this, if in fact there is implementation, if the parties can agree to work together, this will definitely support the efforts of the UN Special Envoy to bring the parties to the conflict to the negotiations table. And that is definitely a positive step forward.
Pompeo said the conflict in Yemen has raged in large part because of the Islamic Republic of Iran's illegal arms transfer to the Houthis. To what extent Iran did intensify the conflict in Yemen?
I think that there's no doubt that Iran shares blame in the fact that the war has continued as long as it has, because it has transferred components for ballistic missiles, aerial drones, and landmines, as well as small arms in large quantities to the Houthis. So this has contributed to the ability of the Houthi rebels to maintain a dominant position in many areas of the battlefield in Yemen. That said, I'm still not convinced that this support from Iran has been decisive. Even without it, it's my contention that Saudi Arabia could never have reasonably expected to defeat an entrenched, battle-hardened insurgency by conducting an air war, which has been its principal instrument of warfare since they entered the war in March of 2015.
The UN envoy tried several times to secure a ceasefire and pave the way for a negotiated settlement. Why all these efforts never succeeded?
You know, Mohammed, I'm afraid there are elements on both sides of the war. That is to say, within the Hadi government and in the Houthi political leadership, who are convinced that a military victory is not just needed, but is also an option on the table. Therefore, they resist agreeing to the compromises that are essential to reach a negotiated settlement to the war. I'm not convinced there is any military victory within reach of these parties. The war has been at a stalemate now for well over a year, longer than that perhaps. So it is time to get away from that line of thinking and move towards a negotiations table.
So what's needed, practically speaking, to end the long conflict in Yemen?
I think two things come to mind. In the first instance, the external players who are present in Yemen advancing their own political agendas need to step away and let Yemenis resolve this conflict themselves. And second, Yemen's political elite need to demonstrate the maturity and the leadership to really lean into negotiations, find common ground, and bring this long nightmare to an end.